Amen. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I do appreciate your great patience while we've been going through this series on music. I know we've had some long sessions, and we're going to try to finish it up tonight, Lord willing. Ephesians chapter 5, and shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house tonight, and we thank you, Lord, that you've prepared a mansion for us. And Lord, we look forward to that day when we will hear that trumpet and go to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds. And I pray now, Lord, that you would help us tonight. We want to live faithfully for you until that trumpet sounds, and help us, Lord, in the matter of music, which is so important. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, this matter of music, too often we've looked at music as a gray area, and it's really not the gray area that it's pictured to be. There are some definite lines we can draw. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, if you'd hold your place there and turn to me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So that is music that we sing and play in private. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. This one is teaching and admonishing one another. It's still psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So whether we sing or play in private, or whether we sing or play in public, it's always to be the same. It's always to be psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and it's always to be to the Lord. Now, back in Ephesians 5, the verse preceding verse 19, verse 18, be not drunk with wine. Wine intoxicates. Wine gradually gets you numb to what's really going on. And what people don't realize is that music is a powerful tool, just like alcohol. Notice with me in Matthew chapter 26, what I've been teaching on is very unpopular today. What I've been teaching you on music, very, very, very unpopular. It's not the normal, what's going on in churches at all. But the Bible says in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Many of you young people are learning to play instruments, and you are going to start adding notes as you play, and you're going to find a little bouncy tune, and it may intoxicate you a little bit. You're playing the piano, you're playing the violin, you're playing a trumpet, whatever you're learning how to play. And you may come up with a few notes that really makes you feel good. And you don't realize what you're playing. And that's what in these past sessions have been trying to teach you, the right from the wrong beats. Remember what we saw in Judges 21:25. There was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And that's where we're at today. I'm going to ask Barry to prepare clip 72. We looked a few weeks back, a paper. Let's see, what was the name of that paper? I forget. It was, maybe I'll come across it here. But his name was Jim Phillips, and it's like an evangelistic paper. And he was telling churches to start playing that organ again, playing it evangelistically. And he illustrated evangelistic music as roller rink music and as baseball park music. Now, I'm going to play just one clip of each again. We played these before, but Remember, once again, I've been trying to teach you how to discern wrong beats from right beats. Many songs are written in 4-4 timing. It's 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. And that's where the emphasis should be, is on 1. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. Rock music is 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. The second and the fourth beats are off beats. Even the world, we've looked at many quotes, even the world says that is rock music. The off beats, 2 and 4. And we're going to look at some others here, but I want you to, I'm going to try to get in time with this and show you once again, but this is roller rink music. As I mentioned to you, roller rinks have never been an innocent place. They've always had the rock beat into it. To make people swing to the music, skate to the music. So, clip 72. My hand goes over the microphone. You don't want to have an emphasis on that beat. And when it goes up, you don't want to have an emphasis. That is a rock beat. You may say, well, that didn't sound like rock and roll to me. We've covered a lot of ground. That is a rock beat. 2 and 4 emphasis. That is a roller rink music. Then ballpark music. This came from the man who does the Philadelphia Phillies. I didn't write his name down here again. I should have, but... number 77, let's take just a short bit of that. This is what he plays for the baseball fans, the Philadelphia Phillies. 2-4, 2-4. That's a rock beat. 2-4. Okay. You'll hear that in a lot of churches today. That is the rock beat. So Jim Phillips is telling us, boy, we need to fast and pray that someone would get on that organ and play roller rink music or baseball park music. That is very clearly soft rock is what it is. But it's the rock beats. And that is just really, really common today. I realize that in this series, I could have possibly made a lot of enemies, but you know what? If we don't draw a line and take a stand, our young people are going to be intoxicated with this music. And that's what they're going to follow. And sadly, too many have in this world already. Listen to this quote from Wikipedia. It says, "The influence of rock and roll is far-reaching and has had significant impact worldwide on fashion, film styles, and attitudes toward," they use the three-letter S word for immorality. I'll substitute immorality for it. "And use of drugs and alcohol." So what they're saying is that the influence of rock music is far-reaching, has had significant impact worldwide on fashion, film, and attitudes toward immorality and use of drugs and alcohol. This impact is broad enough that rock and roll, listen to this, may also be considered a lifestyle in addition to a form of music. This is the world saying that. Rock and roll music, that 2-4 beat, is going to affect the way you dress. It's going to affect whether you drink. It's going to affect your lifestyle. They are saying rock music is not just a music, it's a whole way of life. It's a whole form of life. That same beat is in the churches, and it is affecting the churches. It's affecting the whole atmosphere of the church. Now, remember the testimonies that we read? I'm going to give you just a couple here. These are from a Brother Cloud site. This is from a 15-year-old student in Pennsylvania. Or excuse me, this isn't from Brother Cloud site. This is from AV1611.org. I'm sorry. 15-year-old student from Pennsylvania. "I was following the Lord wholeheartedly until we switched churches, and I was invited to the new youth group. I had a conviction against rock music, but as I was surrounded by it, my beliefs were corrupted. This music eventually led to rebellion and moral failures." Another one, a 16-year-old from Oklahoma. I began to listen to Christian rock without the blessing of my father. He told me that if I listened to Christian rock, it would open the door for Satan. I just laughed and listened anyway. It totally deadened my Christian growth and led to terrible immorality. There's, and we could give you many more quotes than we did before, about teenagers, how they've been led into immorality through the music, the rock music that's been brought into their churches. A couple weeks ago, we looked at some music from Faith Music Missions, and Faith Music Missions is a very conservative ministry. It's based out of a local church in Indiana. And I'm not trying to say all their music is bad, please don't get me wrong, but I'm trying to say is we are not drawing the lines. It's not just Faith Music Mission. I'm not trying just to pick on them, but I'm just using it for an example. This is from their website, which I read earlier. It says, when you remove a negative component of a person's life, you must supply a positive replacement to fill the void created, or the negative will return and be even more damaging than before. We teach and preach that we should get rid of worldly music, but to get rid of the wrong influence is only the first step. Not only do we believe the doctrine of replacement, we must practice it. Now, their doctrine of replacement is get rid of that rock music and replace it with some good music, and they're trying to encourage people to do so from their ministry. Some of their music is good, but not of it, all of it is, as we saw last time. We saw that some of their music is clearly ragtime. Now, someone, after I preached about this a couple weeks ago, come up to me afterwards and said, that's like saloon music. That's exactly right. Ragtime is the old saloon music. Remember, it's syncopated high notes, staccato high notes. And in ragtime, saloon music, in fact, if you do a word search and type in saloon music on the net, it'll come up. And there'll be sections, and what it will be is ragtime. It's with the right hand on the piano, it's playing high notes, staccato, short, and off beat. It's called ragtime because it's a ragged beat. It's not on the beat, it's off the beat, and it's all over up there. Oftentimes, ragtime, it's harder to hear, but there'll be a walking bass. The left hand will be walking up and down the bass in the background. Now, as we saw last time, let's prepare clip 109. This was the Marion Avenue Boys from out in Iowa, I believe. Brother Larry Brown's son is one of the ones here. A couple of the Epley Boys, I believe. We played some of the Epley's music. But this is a tape from Faith Music Missions, and it is clearly, unquestionably, ragtime. Ragtime, the world will admit that ragtime is a dance tune. It's what they used to. You could play what you're about to hear. You could play in a saloon out west in the old days, and the old harlots and the old beer drinkers would dance to it. 109. Okay, let's start that again. I want you to notice tonight how many times the piano player sets the mood for the whole song. That right there is clearly 2-4. Emphasis, and if I can get in time quick enough, I'll show you, but listen for it. Okay, that's the rock beat. 2-4.
I once was lost in sin, but
here's that bass walking.
Took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love.
Especially at the beginning, you can hear the, I probably should have let them play it a little longer there, but it's very clearly the ragtime, the high notes, and we'll see some more of that. The evangelist papers, like the name of that paper was Regions Beyond, that Jim Phillips wrote in, they're pushing in the contemporary direction. The conservative music producers are pushing in a contemporary direction. I'd like to look at one more of those producers tonight, and that's Patch the Pirate or Majesty Music. And once again, in the past, they produced a lot of good music, but the wind is changing. Now, let me read here. This is from Brother Cloud's website, wayoflife.org. Here's a missionary who wrote to him. He wrote notice that to be careful, patch to pirate music. Be careful. And this is what a missionary wrote back. I quote, "As an American missionary, it grieves me to see so many independent Baptist churches that stand strong on many doctrines in these last days, yet they seem to have a real blind spot when it comes to discerning the gradualism of worldly music creeping into the churches. Our family is planning a short furlough in the next year, and I know that music in the churches will be one area I have to warn my children about. Our family has enjoyed much of Majesty Music's ministry, but I fully agree with your advice to use caution concerning some of the more recent Patch the Pirate tapes. The breakbeat and rumba rhythms, though subtle, are found in several songs on the Calliope Caper tape. Though these songs are very tame compared to Christian contemporary music, they fuzzy the lines instead of taking the higher ground. Thank you for your warnings." Here's another one. I wrote in, "We agree wholeheartedly with your analysis. We will not let our children listen to these new tapes anymore. I have seen my small children start to dance around in a sensual way with some of the upbeat songs in these new tapes. Unfortunately, many fundamentalists put their trust in Ron Hamilton and think that anything he has produced must be safe for their children. Oh, how we need discernment in these days." So we do. Even something that's even more dangerous about Majesty Music and Patch the Pirate is that they center on children. You intoxicate a little child for that beat, then do not be surprised when they get to be a teenager and are listening to rock and roll. Don't be surprised. Well, I purchased that Calliope Caper tape just so I could show you some clips of it.